Do you ever feel stuck, like you're living your life on autopilot? Are you ready to shift into high gear and reach the success you so richly deserve? Welcome to the Play Big Movement podcast. I am your host, Sharon Lecter, entrepreneur, business strategist, and best-selling author. Playing big is not about settling for good enough or being comfortable. It is about reaching your highest potential and achieving your greatest success. Join me in my Play Big movement as I interview top experts in business, money, and entrepreneurship, all ready to serve you and to help you play big, be number one in your field, live your legacy, and create maximum impact. Hello, everybody. Welcome to this segment of the Play Big Movement podcast with Sharon Lecter. And I'm really excited by my guest today because we've known each other for many, many years, but never had a really quality time together. And so we're going to make that happen today. James Malinchak, thank you so much for being with me today.
Hey, Sharon, thanks for having me. I truly appreciate it.
Well, you probably don't need an introduction, but I will make sure I do the right thing and talk about your incredible history, because you are one of the most sought after speakers in the world. And I love the fact that you are so well known in the college market as well. You've really dedicated to inspiring young people. He's a marketing consultant, and he was in the hit ABC TV show Secret Millionaire, which we'll talk about that, watched by over 50 million people around the world. And he's, according to his bio, he's delivered over 3,000 presentations, and I bet it's even more than that now, as well as consulting. And like me, he's written 24 books, you're almost catching up to me, and over 15,000 media appearances. But also what I love about the bio that you sent over, James, is that a large part of your life is philanthropy, as it is in mine, raising over $1 million for various charities and certainly donating and writing those checks yourself. And he has been, not only is he sought after for audiences, but from a marketing perspective, many of those top line gurus come to him to get support. Top speakers, authors, thought leaders, business professionals want him to help them expand their reach. And so I'm so excited to have you here today, James. Thank you so much for giving us a little bit of your time today.
Oh, of course. Thanks for having me. It's a privilege. And I'm a big fan of yours. So to be on your podcast is a thrill. So thank you.
Well, I'm excited and delighted because we've been kind of like ships passing and saying hi and not having a chance to really, really, truly visit with one another. So, and I've just watched your career explode, and I'm just so proud for you and of you, and I'm delighted to have the opportunity to get to know a little bit more about you. When I start these podcasts, so I really ask for you to share a little bit more of the story I didn't talk about, the little James story, how you got started. And I know basketball's in there somewhere, but tell us a little bit more about little James. And I know you're very close to your family, so.
Well, I was born in a van down by the river, right? Isn't that what every motivational speaker has to start with? No, actually, I was born in a very tiny steel mill town outside of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, population of about 6,000 people, called Manesson, really tiny steel town. Dad was a railroad conductor for Wheeling Pittsburgh Steel, hauling coal and scrap. And mom was a lunch mother at the school, serving lunches to us kids. So not like we, came from anything, just an average hardworking family with good roots. And I had some big dreams and big goals. So I thought in order to achieve those, I had to kind of get out of the small town. So I accepted a basketball scholarship to the University of Cincinnati out of high school, go Bearcats. And then when my coach got relieved of his duties, that's a very nice way of putting it, relieved of his duties, I transferred and played basketball in Hawaii and caught a pass in a game and ripped my knee in half. So that was the end of my aspirations of playing professional basketball. And so I ended up moving to Los Angeles, and I started my kind of the second career I always wanted, my plan B, which was to be a stockbroker. So right up your alley with finances. And I interned while I was in college on the commodity exchange. I have a relative who's one of the most successful silver and mercantile traders in the history of the commodity exchange, the COMEX, that was in the World Trade Centers in New York City. And so I went into finance and Worked for a major Wall Street investment firm when I got out of college, won some awards at a young age, and then I ended up moving and going independent and starting my own shop with my two buddies. And then I sold out to them when I got this call to start speaking. And I was like, what do you mean speak? Like, what are you talking about? Like, well, just come and tell us how you built your sales business and your whole financial business. And one led to two led to three. And here we are, 3,000 some talks later. So,
well, and it's wonderful because your career, you've just been such an incredible influence on so many people. And many of you talked to us a little bit about your Big Money Speaker initiative as well. But tell us a little bit. I remember getting to know you even before you had the hit TV show Secret Millionaire. And tell us a little bit about that, because I think a lot of people have seen that or heard about it. And I know at one point they were talking to me in the season that they ended up not doing it. But I'm anxious to hear a little bit how that came about.
Well, first of all, I will tell you one of the greatest blessing God's ever given me is when my sister was diagnosed with a brain tumor. I had about 3.5 months with her before she passed away. You know, a lot of folks, and I know you've gone through a very, very tough situation with your son. But a lot of people don't have that opportunity. And I say, boy, that's the greatest gift God gave me, that I had time, sister and brother time with her before she passed away. I won't say as high, but one of the almost highest ranking up there, a very moving soul and spirit experience was when I got to be on The Secret Millionaire. And for anyone who doesn't know what that was, I basically lived undercover and I lived on $44.66 for the entire time I was there, which was about 8 days. And I had to look for amazing, beautiful angels and heroes who were making a difference in the lives of others. And nobody knew who I was, hence Secret Millionaire. And at the end of our time, I was just volunteering, working with them. At the end of our time together, I go to each one and I say, thanks for everything. It's been amazing. And I have to head out of town. And there's something I haven't told you. And that's the only thing that was scripted, Sharon, was I had to do this dramatic pause, like dun, dun, dun. The drum roll. And I had to reveal my identity. And then I open up my checkbook and I started writing them checks to further their cause, their mission, their vision for their community. And so that's what the show was about. And how it came about was, to this day, I still don't know how, but I was recommended by a mutual friend of myself and the head producer for ABC. That person recommended me to her. I didn't audition in a football stadium with 200,000 people. I didn't do any of that. I didn't pursue them. I actually turned them down twice because they hid their identity and nobody knew it was ABC because they don't want people just trying to get on TV. And so, as you know, nowadays, everyone is a producer, right, of a TV show. And so I just wasn't, I'm a business guy. I wasn't interested in all that. And then they finally revealed their identity to me and showed me the trailer of what the show was going to be. And I thought, wow, if this is for real and they're not fooling me, man, this is more than a show. Like, this could be a movement. We can put the hope back into people's hope tanks. And that's what got me all juiced up and jazzed up about it. And I ended up believing them that they weren't a hoax and it was for real, which it was, thankfully. And we went on to inspire, I just heard that stat recently, 50 million some people have watched the show now. And so this is one of the greatest blessings of my life.
It was very exciting. I actually watched the show when it came out. So I thought it was great. And it was, you know, it is, I love the unsung hero aspect of it, yeah, as far as finding those angels, because there's so many of them that are, yeah, not, you know, they're not in it for the notoriety. And yet they had that opportunity to get a little extra lift. And so, yeah, I think it was fantastic.
And you know what was one of the greatest lessons I learned from them? Because people ask me all the time, so what'd you learn from being on the show? Was I learned what true serving and sacrifice is all about, because these folks, they wouldn't be what you and I would call wealthy in the terms of society, but they were richer beyond belief, yeah, because they just served to help their fellow man and woman in their community for no other reason than to help them. And I learned what true service and sacrifice was about by watching them.
Rich in heart, right? Rich in spirit.
Matter of fact, they went on to inspire me to write a book. I wrote a book called Riches More Than Money, The Lessons I Learned Being a Secret Millionaire That Will Transform Your Life.
Oh, that's wonderful. I love it. I love it. I'll have to get that. I haven't read that one. But, you know, it is, I tell people the definition of success is not the dollars in your bank account. It's how you feel about yourself when you look in the mirror, and it's not your reflection. It's who you are as an individual. And so when you do something like that, your eyes get opened up. And with people that we work with here, you know, that are having their own nonprofits, you see it's a passion that far exceeds any kind of monetary reward. It's like giving back and supporting them. So I think that's wonderful.
An early mentor of mine when I was a kid taught me something that has always stuck with me. And he told me, remember, as you go through life, you know, whatever you accomplish, wonderful, but never forget to invest in memories, because that's all you're going to take with you, knowing that, you know, you made a difference in people's lives, you served them, you uplifted them. And I always say the greatest gift you could ever receive is knowing you've made a positive difference in the lives of others.
Yeah. Growing up, I had a very close family as well, James, and my dad would ask me every night, have you added value to someone's life today? Now, he's been gone for 15 years, but I still ask myself that, have I added value to someone's life today? And so it's like, okay, this is, you know, and certainly in 2020, we learned a lot of stuff about, you know, what we need to appreciate and what we, you know, we need to be grateful for. So as we look
every now and then we get reminded about what it's really about. We did this past year.
Yeah, you get a tap on the shoulder or a slap on the head, one or the other, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Well, let's talk about, you know, that your incredible talent and your ability to help people a lot. You know, a tremendous amount of my audience are people who are out there trying to build businesses. And many of them are speakers or coaches or mentors, but a lot of them are just regular business owners. And all the work that you do in helping them, you probably have some like top level advice of things that you see people doing right and some that are doing wrong. So share a little bit of your brilliance with us.
Oh, you're too kind. You got the $20 I sent you in the mail to say that, right? Call me brilliant. Well, you know, when I got into speaking, I thought it was just magically going to work for me. You know, I thought like, oh, you know, I'm going to announce now that I'm a speaker and all of these talks are going to fall out of the sky into my lap, right? You know, I wasn't a best-selling author. I didn't have a movie made about my life. I didn't win a gold medal in the Olympics. I didn't win a Super Bowl and have a Super Bowl ring. So like, why would somebody book me? Right. You know, and I didn't know any of that. As a matter of fact, Sharon, at one point when I was starting, I was so broke that I was forced to work in a video store. I lived in the Los Angeles area outside of Glendale, a little town called Montrose. And I was so broke trying to get this speaking thing going that I had to work in a video store, Montrose Video in Montrose, California, and I made $7 an hour. I always joke, but I was very serious back then. One of my most precious prized commodities was my Costco card, because I could go to Costco and I could get a big box of Top Ramen noodles, and I could get big jars of Ragu spaghetti sauce and big bags of noodles. And I lived on that for over 3 years, morning, afternoon, and evening. That's what I ate, because that's all I could afford. And so, and this is going to sound strange, so here's the first tip for anybody watching. I bought into the notion that if you just want to help people and you have a message that you want to share or a story, that magically you're going to be successful in business. And nothing could be further from the truth, because I had a big heart, I had passion, I had desire, I wanted to change lives. And here I was broke working in a video store, making $7 an hour, you know, about to quit and throw in the towel and give up on my dream of speaking and inspiring people. And a mentor spoke to me one day when I was on the phone, you know, doing my woe is me story. And he said, look, you can have the best product or service in the world. You can have the best speech, best story, best digital course, whatever it is. But if people don't know about you, they can't buy you. So become a master marketer. And he's the type of person that's worth hundreds of millions of dollars. So if he told me to eat an eraser off of a pencil and it would work, I would do it. So I'm like, well, I should do what he tells me to do. And I just went out and I thought, you know, it makes perfect sense, right? That's why our logo for Big Money Speaker is a coin, because I always say there's two sides to every coin in business. You have your message, you have your information, you have trying to help people and serve people, and that's where most people stop. But the flip side of that coin is we're running a business. Right. And we've got to learn how to prospect, qualify, present, close. And so that wisdom he spoke to me made me realize something, that if I don't get to the people starting out as a speaker, specifically, if I don't get to the people who have the budgets and get them to convince them and get them to pick me and pay me, I'm going to be working in this video store for a very long time. And so I always say, even to this day, I'm not a great speaker, but I'm fantastic at finding the people who have the budgets and getting to them so they know that I exist. So the very first take home is, you got to remember there's two sides of the coin. Okay, you have what you give to serve and help people, but then on the flip side of the coin, you got to get traffic. You got to convert that traffic. You got to retain that traffic, whether it's speaking, whether it's a digital product, whether it's a restaurant down the street. And so what I try to do with the folks I advise is, I say, look, this is going to be a tough pill to swallow. I had to swallow it, but you could be the best speaker in the world. If I could outmarket you, I'll beat you every day of the week. It doesn't mean that I'm better than you or my message is better or more impactful. It just simply means I'm getting to the buyers and getting them to pick me. That's it.
I love that, James. I love that two sides of the coin. I teach because I like to keep things simple too.
Really. Yeah.
Three-legged stool. You know, one leg is your product or your service or your message. The second one is your ability to deliver it. But what happens when you only have two legs on a three-legged stool? So the third leg of the stool is the platform and the business and the systems to support your message and your ability to deliver it. So very, very similar messaging, because it is so many people, they get so excited and they love their message and their product, but and they think they're really good at it, but they don't know how to build the systems around it. So
100%.
So important.
When I was on Secret Millionaire, I was part of the ABC family, so I got blessed to meet a lot of people that I would never get a chance to meet. And so I did a few charity events with Gene Simmons, who was the founder and owner of KISS, rock and roll band, if anybody knows KISS. And so I asked Gene one time, I'm like, you guys, you sell out 80,000 seat stadiums in 20 minutes. You've been doing it for 30 plus years, right? Different generation. How do y'all do that? Like, you know, year after year for 30 years. And he said, that's so easy, James. He said, while all of these singers, especially a lot of these ones who are one hit wonders, like from American Idol and The Voice, while they're out there working on their craft again and again and practicing vocals and all that, I'm out there selling tickets and building a brand. Mm-hmm. And I thought, wow, like how many, boy, if I was a singer, I'd do whatever I had. If I was a band, I'd do whatever I had to do to go hire Gene to consult for me, to teach me how to make it for 30 years in this industry. Well, it's the same for us, right? We got to get out there and we got to get to the buyers.
It all comes back to the marketing. Just like you said, it's amazing.
Oh yeah. Well, it was a P.T. Barnum said it best. A great thing happens with no PR or publicity. Nothing. Right? Nothing happens.
So what's your advice to people right now? I mean, we're looking at, looking at 2021, we don't know what the world's going to create for us, but obviously we've all made some adaptations. I was on the road 80 to 85% of the time in 2019. And of course, 2020, I had to adapt. And luckily I had some online opportunities and continued to expand that to keep my business thriving. But a lot of people, as they look forward, what's your advice to people now as I say you have to solve a problem or serve a need to be successful in business, but you also have to build the business around it. So what's your advice to folks today, given where we are?
Oh yeah, great question. This is the first thing I did. We have 137 private coaching clients, and this is the first thing I did back in March or April, whenever the whole pandemic hit, is I got them all on a Zoom because everybody's freaking out, right? Naturally. And I said, well, first of all, I'm going to give you a couple of P's. And so I'm going to share the same thing here with your folks. And I said, the first thing is don't panic. I said, let's protect, let's listen to, CDC guidelines, state and regulatory, government regulatory bodies, and let's protect our families, ourselves, our customer. Let's do what we need to do, but don't panic. said, because that's the first thing we always do. And look, let's just go back and trace through history, right? Let's go back to SARS. Let's go back to the financial collapse of 2008. Go to 9/11, go all the way back to chickenpox, right? The first thing that always happens, which is natural, is we freak out and we panic because of the unknown, the fear of the unknown, right? But you cannot panic. Whatever this is, we're going to get through it. We don't know when it's going to be. And by the way, Sharon, I predicted back in March with my coaching members that we would not even have a possibility of getting back to normal until late 2021, early 2022. This was when it first broke, right? And so I said, so here's what we need to do. First, don't panic. Okay, we're going to plan. We're going to plan for how we're going to make this pivot, because I think if the normal world of business as we know it, interaction down the street, in conference rooms, is going to be, you know, frozen for a while, then y'all need to get online right now. Like, we need to jump online right now. I don't know what that is. You don't know what that is, but we need to start figuring this out. So we're going to plan. Okay. Then step two, we're going to be proactively productive. We're going to get our butts moving. We're going to take action. We're going to, like I like to say, get off our assets and do something, right? So that we can flip the switch in 6 months, 8 months, 10 months, and cruise into the profit. And if you'll trust me on this, and by the way, if you're there right now, maybe you haven't done anything for the past 6 months, don't freak out. That's okay. But now's the time to start planning so you can be proactively productive, so that in maybe a month, 2 months, 6 months from now, you can flip the switch and cruise into the profit. Because I honestly don't believe, even if we have this vaccine that works, I don't honestly believe we're going to be back to normal for a good another 12 months. Easy. There's still that big fear factor. The human beings have a fear of, I don't know if I want to get on a plane. I don't know if I want to get around people. I don't know if I want to be in a restaurant. And that's going to take time to dissipate. So right now, you have got to, that's the first thing, is start thinking about something you can do online. But let's say a second thing that if you maybe aren't the online type of person, the second thing is, I want you to call every single person that gave you money last year and ask them to give it to you again in the form of helping them on the phone or helping them through Zoom. After you exhaust that, I want you to go back 2 years and call every single person that gave you money in some way, shape, or form and figure out a way for them to give it to you again in a virtual sense. And then go back 3 years and then 4 years and then 5 years. I had a person do that, and she hit seven figures in this pandemic by doing that. And she never thought about, wow, how noble. I should just call everybody that bought from me in the past and ask them to buy from me again. Sure, I might have to adjust a little bit, right, to a virtual type of something. But, you know, it was her willingness to do it. We have a restaurant here down the street from us that when this whole thing happened and all restaurants are shutting down and freaking out, you know what they did? They called me up. They literally called me up and said, hey, we don't know what's happening. We know you've been one of our great customers and you're going to be locked in your house for a while. Can we deliver you some food? We can put a credit card on file. We'll deliver you food every day, every other day, you know, a couple times a week, once a month, whatever that looks like for you. And I'm thinking, how brilliant is that, right? How many restaurants could have done that, but only one did that? Yeah. That I know of.
Right. I have a friend who has a restaurant chain, and they had the same thing happen and immediately started doing delivery and reached out to all their customers.
Everyone. Yeah, I haven't received a phone call from any other restaurant that I eat at.
Yeah, and they're making more money in the pandemic than they were before. And
a lot less headache.
So it definitely, you know, it's being able to adapt, right?
And yeah,
on your vision of what you want to create.
Remember, it's plan, then be proactively productive, and cruise yourself into the profit.
I love that. That's fantastic. Well, James, tell me a little bit about your Big Money Speakers group that you're doing and how people can find you.
Oh, you're too kind. Thank you. how this all happened was I went from that video store, right, of making $7 an hour, booking no talks, you know, about to throw in the towel and quit, wondering why I'm a loser or why I'm a failure. And it was my real turning point was when I realized if I don't market, then no one's going to book me, right? They can't book me. I can't live my dream. So I became really good at that. And I went on from zero talks that year. To the next year, I booked 40 talks. So, I mean, not through the roof, but pretty good when you're at zero, right? One talk would have been a bonus. And then the next year, though, I did over 100 talks. And then I never stopped doing less than 100. I'm talking fee-paid talks. I'm not talking these free ones where people run around and do free talks. I'm talking colleges, universities, youth groups, corporations, and associations paying me a check to show up and speak. My busiest year is I did 157 talks in 1 year, okay? So because of that, people started saying, dude, how are you doing this? Like, you're not famous. You didn't fall off an airplane and live. You didn't have a movie made about your life. You know, you weren't in The Secret. You don't have a best-selling book, and you're out booking all these people. And I said, I just figured out how to get to the coordinators who got the budgets. And I had over 10,000 in my database at that time, right? So people started asking me how to do it. So I threw this tiny little boot camp back in, I think it was 1999, Sharon. That's how long I've been doing this. This is crazy. Or maybe it was 2000, 1999. I had 12 people show up for the boot camp. We did it at the basement, in the basement of the Barbary Coast Hotel in Las Vegas. Sounds like an old like story, like an old movie.
Oh, yes, I remember it well.
We had a daycare on one side with kids banging on the wall, and we had a barbershop over here that was playing loud music, and we're right in the middle of it, and I'm teaching this thing that I don't even know what I'm teaching, and I just taught everybody what I did, right? Well, one led to two, two led to three, and now I think I've done over 1,000 of those over the years. We've had as many as, you know, 800-900 people there at our boot camps, which is crazy. We've helped people from over 50 different countries now. And so that's what started this whole big money speaker. It was just people, and it's teaching the flip side of the coin. I'm not teaching anything about the message. It's all about the business, the stuff I wish somebody would have taught me when I was broke. And so that has morphed into home study courses. I have 21 or 22 online courses. We have a large coaching program. I've done 2,000 one-on-one consultings with folks, including people that, you know, are friends of ours, Jack Canfield and his team, and just numerous people. People would come to my house and I would consult with them. That's why if you're ever on Facebook and you see people who've been to my house, that's why they're always there. Well, now I just do them virtually and online. So that's what the whole Big Money Speaker is. You can find more out about what we do at bigmoneyspeaker.com.
I think that's fantastic. And you're going to hang out with me because we're going to do it more. For the Play Big Movement private Facebook group, which I invite all of you to join. It's free. It's really people who have committed to be not just number one in their field, but to live their legacy and create maximum impact. And there's no one better that I can think of than James Malinchak to have lived that philosophy. So we're going to talk a little bit about more about the personal side of James and about his daily habits that he attributes to success. So stay tuned. Tune in for the private Facebook group. And James, thank you so much for being with me today. You are a true treasure.
Oh my gosh, it's my honor and privilege. I was so thrilled when I was like, oh, today's the day I get to be on with Sharon.
I'm excited. This will be the first of many. But thank you so much. And thank you all for watching and participating in this segment of the Play Big Movement podcast with Sharon Lecter. Have a great day. Thank you for listening to this segment of the Play Big Movement podcast. Please subscribe to iTunes and leave us a review, as well as join us in other areas of social media, Twitter, Instagram, and LinkedIn at Sharon Lecter, and for Facebook, author Sharon Lecter. Thank you so much and have a fabulous day.